I'll place an initial order of
100,000 units.
100,000 shower buddies.
We have finished ordering full, and it is ready to be shipped.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel that order.
Say cancel?
We have our own new product, the Shower Pals.
A better name,
It
too.
Is a better name. What were we thinking? Who bets on themselves? We need to find $500,000 to get us our company back.
I got it. Boom.
I want to partner up on this thing.
The kidnapping is off.
No, it's on.
No, it's off.
Okay, here's the deal. Sequels can be tricky, but sometimes even the unnecessary ones can work. Horrible Bosses 2 manages to make a new story with all the characters, or at least the ones left alive, from the first movie together again. In this film, Kurt, Dale, and Nick try to be their own bosses by pioneering an invention. However, when their concept is stolen, they bumble through a kidnapping to try to get revenge. Told with the same tone as the first film, which is to say beautifully crass and raunchy, Horrible Bosses 2 provides plenty of laughs, and it manages to find something for all the stars from the first film to do. It's not nearly as good as the original, but as far as unplanned sequels go, it's a nice piece of entertainment. Horrible Bosses 2 gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.